The U.S. Supreme Court said last week that the Trump administration's reason for adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census wasn't adequate, sending the decision back to a lower court. That led Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to release a statement Tuesday saying the census had begun printing without the controversial question. But a day later, President Trump and Justice Department officials said they still intend to find a way to get a question on citizenship included. The U.S. Census has never been delayed in its more than 200-year history, but it has been the source of debates about which Americans get counted and how. Margot Anderson is a distinguished professor emerita at UW-Milwaukee. She's the author of several books, including The American Census, A Social History. Margot, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
What do you make, as a scholar of the census, of the last 2 days of back and forth over whether this citizenship question will make it onto the census this year or next year?
I think, like you and everybody else, where it's been quite a couple days, and it's a moving target. And how it's going to play out, I think we'll take reading the news for the next week or so.
So have there been high-profile disagreements in the past about a particular aspect of the census or a question that should be or shouldn't be asked, like this conflict we're having now?
There have always been questions about the census and how to do it and how much it costs and whether it's accurate or not and how to apportion seats in Congress after you collect the data. But the sort of back and forth we're in now is really, in my view, unprecedented, because it is we've already gone through the litigation and court process, seemingly resolved the issue in the courts, and yet it's still up in the air.
And as we said, the census has never been delayed. Is there a way to do it? President Trump has mentioned that as well, of delaying it until he can get the answer he wants. Is there any mechanism for delaying a census?
The date for the census, April 1st in the year zero, is set in the statute, in what is called Title 13 of the United States Code. So Congress sets when we do the census and when the Census Bureau has to publish the results and give them the numbers for apportionment. So it would take, as far as I can see, an act of Congress to change that April 1st date.
So, of course, the issue right now is a question, whether there should be a question asking the citizenship of the person responding to the census. Have we seen a question about American citizenship being a part of the census in the past?
Yes, we have, but not in the form that the Trump administration and Secretary Ross proposed. It has been asked repeatedly of the foreign-born population, mostly from about 1890 through about 1950, on the main census form before we went to a sample design on the census. And since 1970, it's been on either what used to be called the long-form census or on now what is called the American Community Survey. So we do collect data on the citizenship population, in the United States, but we do it on a sample basis.
No matter what the time period, it seems like questions about who belongs, who counts, who's really American find their way into the census. How much does the census reflect the current atmosphere in the country?
I think it always does. And every decade, whatever the political issues of the day are, will infuse the census discussion. So one of the examples I always use in discussions is that when the results of the census 100 years ago, namely the 1920 census, came out, the Census Bureau reported that the United States had become an urban nation for the first time, so that more people lived in urban areas than in rural areas. That prompted Congress at the time to refuse to reapportion itself for the entire decade of the 1920s. They literally couldn't believe the numbers at the time, because the U.S., of course, at that point had been a rural nation for almost 300 years. So the question of who Americans are, and by region, by race and ethnicity, by economic characteristics, always gets tangled up in the decennial census.
We're talking about the history of the U.S. Census with Margot Anderson. She's a distinguished professor emerita at UW-Milwaukee. She's the author of several books, including The American Census, A Social History. And Margot, one of the interesting things you've researched is the role that census data played in the internment of Japanese American citizens during World War II. Tell us about that.
During World War II, or actually a few weeks after Pearl Harbor, the Census Bureau published tabulations by race, and Japanese was considered a race, from the 1940 census. The military requested technical support from the Census Bureau to to organize what became the evacuation and incarceration of over 100,000 people from the West Coast. The debate over that doing that at the time was quite public, by the way. Most Americans knew about it, and it was written up in the New York Times and other major newspapers. So what the Census Bureau did is provided what is called small area tabulations and sent a sort of a team of researchers to work with the Army in San Francisco to do the operational plan for the evacuation.
Would it be legal for data gathered from a citizenship question on the census to be used, for instance, to target undocumented immigrants today? Are there legal restrictions on how that information can be used?
Yes, that would be illegal today. And during World War II, when the census data, what are called microdata, in other words, the individual answers, either on economic censuses or on the population census, they were authorized in law in the Second War Powers Act to be used for the prosecution of the war. That piece of legislation was repealed after the Second World War and has never been challenged since. So this would be very much illegal to do now.
Do you think that the census has generally gotten more accurate and more reflective of the American population and our society since it began?
Yes. Well, certainly it's gotten more accurate because we've gotten the development of statistics and computerization and all the technologies that we use now to sort of measure all sorts of things. So, yes, it's more accurate. It's still there was a period roughly from the 70s through the early 2000s when the hot button issues about the census were the undercount, which is differential. In other words, it's harder to count some people than other people. And when it became clear that there were political implications of that in the one person, one vote decisions and on the civil rights laws, local jurisdictions sued the Census Bureau and said, look, you got to do better on this. And over 30, 40 years, they have done better. There are still overcounts and undercounts and errors in the census. We all know that. They try to keep them to a minimum, and they tell you about sort of where they are and what they are. We had a debate over whether to adjust the census for that era and decided as a country not to after the 2000 census.
Margot, thank you so much for joining us today. It was very interesting.
You're welcome.
Margot Anderson is a professor emerita at UW-Milwaukee and the author of several books, including The American Census, A Social History. She joined us to talk about the history of the census after President Trump said this week that he still wants to make details on citizenship part of the next questionnaire.